It may seem to be on the back burner, and certainly the gold and oil markets are paying it no mind. But war in Ukraine, ultimately involving the U.S., remains a very real possibility. I'm Charles Goyette. In fact, with the Republicans taking control of the Senate in January, I rate the prospects of a war in Ukraine involving us as about to move from a low simmer to a slow boil. Senator McCain will chair the Senate Armed Services Committee. McCain has been thumping for missiles for Europe and arms for Ukraine for some time now. Senator Bob Corker will chair the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Corker is the sponsor of Senate Bill 2277, the Russian Aggression Prevention Act of 2014. Corker's bill seeks to build on the expansion of NATO right up to Moscow's doorstep. This is a policy the U.S. assured Gorbachev that it would not pursue in exchange for the ending of the Cold War and the reunification of Germany. But under Presidents Clinton, Bush the Younger, and Obama now, NATO expansion has been the U.S. policy nonetheless. Corker's bill calls for stepped-up economic warfare with Russia. It calls for more weaponry for Ukraine. It demands NATO take a more aggressive posture against Russia. It calls for the U.S. to substantially increase the militarization of the region in Poland, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia. It extends to declaring Moldova, Georgia, and Ukraine to be major non-NATO allies of the United States. It also calls for more political intervention in the affairs of Russia's neighbors by the U.S. State Department. It was $5 billion the State Department spent meddling in Ukraine's internal affairs that eventually toppled the elected government there and triggered subsequent events in Crimea. Gorbachev marked the 25th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall the other day with a speech in Germany warning that we are on the brink of a new Cold War, and Gorbachev faulted American triumphalism. Henry Kissinger says a new Cold War is in development as well, and he foresees a tragedy. If we were honest, says Kissinger, the West made a mistake and did not understand what was going on in Ukraine, beginning with the events brought about by last year's demonstration in Kiev, the ones that we funded and micromanaged. Corker's bill also calls for the same kind of funding and micromanaging of political events inside Russia itself. With the election, the ranks of bellicose Republican senators like McCain and Corker have grown. And what is the good of them having a legislative majority if they don't use it? Divided country, superpower proxies, civil war, Senate hawks, it sounds very much like Vietnam. Expect things to boil over next year. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.